This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, have you heard the hot mic from Chris Christie talking about Nikki Haley, how she's going to get smoked, evidently, in the general election? And, of course, Christie dropping out of the race. And we've been talking about that this morning here on the program in previous hours here of the program. By the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Thursday edition of the show. And we are racing into hour number four, by the way, and the time is flying by. It always does. I know that it's an Einstein relativity issue. I guess he probably really did prove that time flies when you're having fun. I'm pretty sure about that. All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. And if you're just joining us, happy Thursday to you. And if you're just starting to get up and make your way, we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us here this morning. 949-822-7959, that is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We've got some pretty lively calls already, and we do appreciate that. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we sure appreciate that as well. And there is no shortage of things to talk about, as always. And I got to tell you, this thing about Chris Christie dropping out of the race, and I agree with our friend Chris Markowski. We were just talking with him right before the top of the hour. It was not necessarily, obviously, unexpected. But at the same time, though, it does help to change the dynamic of things. And because now it has happened, and it does beg the question, will this help somebody like Nikki Haley if she gets his support, or this Christie supporters might migrate over to her? It just depends. But at the same time, though, of course, the big question is, would that affect at all Donald Trump's showing or affect his place in the Iowa caucuses or in the upcoming New Hampshire primary? So that remains to be seen. But let's listen in here real quick for those of you just joining us. Here is the hot mic that really did overshadow the whole thing of Chris Christie saying that he was going to be, leaving the race, suspending his campaign. Oh, and by the way, if in case you hadn't heard, one of the things that Christie talked about was the idea that he wanted to work very hard to make sure that Donald Trump did not become president of the United States. So there's a lot going on at a lot of different levels on this thing, folks. Let's hear Chris Christie in that hot mic moment. And I think we have it coming up right here. Chris Christie.
People don't want to hear it, Wayne. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear it. We know we're right. But they don't want to hear it.
Right.
And there's, we couldn't have been any clearer.
Right.
We couldn't have been any more direct or worked any harder. So,
Forget she spent $68 million.
Yeah.
When you give land to China and places like that.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, she spent $68 million so far, just on TV. Spent $68 million so far, $59 million by DeSantis, and we spent $12 million. I mean, who's punching above their weight and who's getting a return on their investment, And she's going to get smoked. And you and I both know it. She's not up to this.
She hasn't even challenged.
She's still 20 points behind Trump in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah.
And he's still going to carry Iowa, right?
Yes. Always. I talked to DeSantis called me, petrified that I would.
He's probably getting out after Iowa. Well,
and there you have the you have the hot mic moment from Chris Christie. This is definitely, again, as I said, overshadowing everything. But let's hear what Christie actually said when he was ending his campaign. Because, again, I think it's important because, again, going into the general election, no matter who's the nominee, presumably right now it's Donald Trump. As we know in politics, anything can change. But here's the deal. It sounds like a Joe Biden thing, doesn't it? Here's the deal. If you're going to work against the nominee, well, that could mean, of course, that the Democrat nominee, whomever that might be, has a better chance of winning, and the Democrats retain the White House. So let's listen in to Christy.
It's clear to me tonight that there isn't a path for me to win the nomination, which is why I'm suspending my campaign tonight for President of the United States. I'm going to make sure that in no way do I enable Donald Trump to ever be President of the United States again.
You know, this is an interesting sort of time. Now, we were talking with Denise Simon earlier, and she was talking about some of the, you know, the possible, you know, the bad blood that could exist there between Trump and Christie for whatever reason. Attorney General wasn't granted. There was other prosecutions having to do with the Trump family, extended family member. So that may very well be. But it's hard to remember a time, because obviously not since Grover Cleveland, I think, right? But in the modern era, a former president coming back to run for president again, but the difference being so distinct in terms of some people just want him to be president like you've never seen before, and some people don't want him to be president like you've never seen before. And that's just talking about Republicans at this point. So that is part and parcel, I think, my friends, of where part of this, a large part of this uphill climb will be in the general election. Now, of course, Trump has enormous support across the base. We understand that. We see that. But certainly the amount of division, you know, people are mad about Joe Biden. And Joe Biden has lost some support here and there, and it is significant, right? It's significant enough for them to be looking at this in a very serious way, should we replace Joe Biden on the ballot. But the amount of division regarding Donald Trump is, in many ways, unprecedented, and the GOP, no matter what, has to find the way to navigate through that if it is going to be serious about having him be the nominee and going through the general election, which is a different animal altogether than the primaries. So I'm just saying that, you know, we've got to be absolutely clear-eyed on what this kind of division really means. But is it insurmountable? Well, I hope not. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle One.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through the Thursday edition. You know what that means? It means tomorrow's the Friday edition. And we are making it through this wonderful week of broadcasting. And as I've been saying all week, it's good to be back for the full week of broadcasting because there is sort of a rhythm to it. There is sort of a vibe to it and so forth. So when you get interrupted different days or the holidays and so forth, you know, it does put things out of kilter a little bit. But it is good to be back for the full weekend, or full week rather, of broadcasting, because we have so much to talk about, so much to do. And by the way, I hope that you can stick around at the bottom of the hour, because we'll be talking with our good friend Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America. That's Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org is their website. And we're going to be talking about all the great things that they do to help our veterans and also to influence policy for our active military. And so you definitely want to stick around for that. That's at the bottom of the hour. Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. All right. Well, you know, Hunter Biden evidently stormed out of the this hearing that he went to. This from the New York Post. Hunter Biden storms out of House hearing after showing up unexpectedly in chaotic Capitol Hill scene. Now you see him, now you don't. Hunter Biden triggered bedlam. That's a great word. We haven't heard that for a long time. He triggered bedlam Wednesday with a surprise and brief appearance at the House Oversight Committee hearing, where members were debating a resolution holding him in contempt of Congress. The first son, 53, showed up with his lawyer, Abby Lowell, and sugar brother Kevin Morris, and sat in the front row of the hearing room, causing an uproar among the panel's Republicans before leaving 17 minutes after he arrived with what appeared to be the camera crew for a long-promised documentary in tow. Denise Simon was mentioning this, too. We were speaking with her. Representative Nancy Mace, Republican of South Carolina, tore into Hunter Biden during her remarks, calling him the epitome of white privilege. My first question is, who bribed Hunter Biden to be here today? Mace began. You are the epitome of white privilege coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of? She asked. Then she added something that we're not really going to say on the radio here. Mace added, I think Hunter Biden should be arrested right here, right now, and go straight to jail. Do you mean like not pass go and then head straight to jail? Don't pass go. Do not collect $200 or do not collect an amazing salary from Burisma for being on their board, you know, and just get, what was it, $50,000, $80,000 a month? I mean, at what point? I guess it's like monopoly money for them anyway, right? See how I'm extending the monopoly metaphor here? See how I'm doing? But at any rate, yes, so the younger Biden skipped a scheduled December 13th deposition by claiming he would prefer to testify publicly before the world in the impeachment inquiry into his father's role in foreign business ventures, which would allow the panel's many eccentric members to filibuster on his behalf or otherwise go off message. Bingo! That's exactly what they would be doing if it was a public hearing. And that's why Hunter went out in front of the Capitol here, just recently, and said, you know, I will meet publicly. I'm not going to meet behind closed doors and yada, 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 right? Well, of course, the whole point of being behind closed doors is so that they can say, here's what we have, and I'm sure they'll have a chart, or they'll have some big, you know, blow-up document or something, right? And they'll point to it and say, Mr. Biden, do you see here on this document, or do you see here on this bank statement, or do you see here on this evidence, whatever it might be, and they would be able to have, you know, the actual reactions, and especially from the Democrat water carriers, we'll say, they wouldn't have the opportunity to play for the cameras. They wouldn't have the opportunity to say, before I ask you any question, and by the way, my question's going to be, do you know how awesome you are, right? That's actually going to be the question at the end of the statement where they say, you know, you've done this and you've had an incredible story. And of course, anybody who's, you know, been addicted to drugs and so forth, you know, we're glad when they get off drugs. I mean, that's the best thing that can happen, right? Get off drugs and get clean and sober. And of course, everybody would rejoice in such a thing. But do you see how they want to twist that narrative to somehow, you know, he's had a lot of problems, had a lot of drugs. He's got a father that loves him. And darn it, you people are on some kind of witch hunt with this. You know, this guy, he's got a lot of good luck. He's got from Burisma, he's got these other deals he did. And, oh, well, maybe he sort of threatened people with, you know, my father is sitting here in the room with me and, you know, he's not going to be happy, you know, this kind of thing. I mean, it's like I'm sitting next to Darth Vader and you don't want to displease Darth Vader, right? And then try to make a play, you know, he's not as forgiving as I am, you know, this kind of stuff. I had to do it. Star Wars reference, had to do it. But at any rate, but they're trying to twist the story around. The same exact way that they twist the story around of what's happening with the election. Well, the election, by the way, you thought the election was about inflation. You thought the election might be about national security. You think the election might be about the border. You think the election might be about the fact that the world is catching on fire and, you know, wars are breaking out and we might have another one if China decides to move against Taiwan. I mean, anything could happen. The stakes are really high. It's, you know, it's anything at all could occur. And you think the election's about that. No, it's not. We're here to tell you, it's a public service, of course. We're just going to take the Democrat talking points at face value, because they would never lie to us about something like this. And really what the election is about, it's about preserving democracy. In fact, Joe Biden has said his whole presidency has been about preserving democracy. And that's what they're going with. That's exactly what they're going with. And if they could have their druthers, they would make sure that nobody could run against them. Because we've defined this now. Guess what? If you're not voting for Joe Biden. Now, back in 2020, remember he told the host, the radio host, Charlemagne the God is his name, right? And Joe Biden tells him, if you're not voting for me, in his words, quote, you ain't black. I mean, that would be, for any other politician, I think that would be almost a career-ending fiasco of a statement. Only because it's just so far out there. But Joe Biden could say it, number one, because the whole point is, well, he's not Donald Trump. He's not Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump were to say something like that, it would be an entirely different situation. But Joe Biden can say that because, again, of the agenda. But so they've morphed the if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Now it's if you don't vote for me, you're an insurrectionist. You must be. That's the only logical conclusion that we can come to. If you don't want to vote for Joe Biden, you must be an insurrectionist. You must be with the insurrectionists. And what's an insurrection? Well, it's kind of whatever I say it is. I mean, it's just that simple, too. It's whatever I say that it is as a Democrat Party elite member, right? That's all you got to do. Or if you're in the media, or whatever your job is, or your function, it's all about insurrection. And so I'm saying this, and again, to sort of demonstrate how absurd the whole thing is. Because, folks, the election really is about the inflation. It really is about national security. It really is about the border. It really is about wars breaking out. It really is about the economy. It really is about saving the American dream. It really is about people across the highways and the byways of the land that are making their way through their lives, and they really want to be able to prosper. But don't worry, you know, the Democrats are there, and if you're in California, you might even run into the wealth tax. Yeah, I better not say that too loud, huh? Don't come looking for me. That's all I'm saying. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming back at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America. Stay with me right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under a winter weather. Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Thursday edition of the broadcast. And, of course, you can head over to kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And of course, it's Thursday morning. It is the bottom of the hour of hour number 4. And that can only mean one thing. We're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org. That's the website, CV4A.org. And you want to go over there and check him out, and especially the Overwatch section. But welcome, Jimmy T. Smith. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Kyle, and off and running is the right word. We're off and running now right in Mississippi working on state policy this time.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, that's right. I think last time you were also on the road, I believe.
I usually am. I spend a lot of time on the road working on policy, making sure that members of Congress understand what we're doing. But this week we're in Mississippi working on state policy. So basically it's called Certificate of Need Repeal. There's, you know, doctors who want to start new practices, and that would help facilitate the end result of the community care program by having more doctors in the community. But if doctors can't open offices or medical facilities can't open and things like that, well then, you know, why have legislation at the national level? So we're helping our sister organization, Americans for Prosperity, and others work on this.
Very cool indeed. Very cool indeed. Well, you know, Jimmy, I was seeing that, you know, and you, I think you've mentioned this before, but it's I saw this come up in the New York Post here just today, and that is saying the VA is being ripped for helping to pay migrant treatment, as over 400,000 veterans and their families are made to wait for treatment or for adjudication of their own issues?
That's absolutely a true statement. So what happened was one of our senior advisors was down there talking to people at the border, and more specifically the Border Patrol, and they found out that the VA, 4 years under both Trump and Biden, has basically had a contract with ICE to facilitate what's called the community care program. So when the migrants are coming over and they need to use a specialist, well, the VA was coordinating that care. Well, that's what they're supposed to be doing for veterans. So if they have the time to do that for those who are coming over into the United States and being coming through the ICE, then why can't they instead focus on doing it for the veterans, which is what the whole VA, the Veterans Administration, is supposed to be doing? So that's been a very big story. There's still more and more going on in conversations about that. Senator Tuberville and Representative Boss both have legislation to prevent that from happening going forward. And it's just really a demonstration that the VA is not putting veterans first, even though that's the first word in their name.
Well, indeed. There's another story that popped up as well, and it looks like we had some pro-Hamas protesters at the Los Angeles National Cemetery over this last weekend. There's about 90,000 veterans that are laid to rest there, but they've vandalized much of the area there, and the stones and the walls and so forth, saying "Free Gaza." So, can you imagine the amount of disrespect that's going on there? It's just unbelievable.
It is. You know, kind of to think about a lot of what goes on in the world, and one of the things that veterans support is the Constitution. We stand to defend for, so the First Amendment, the ability to speak. So here's people who have put their life on the line for the ability to have free speech, and they're being, this is being wrongheaded in attacking them. If anything, regardless of what people's position is in the world, and there's lots of people that I've worked with and against, in the end, the right to have your freedom of speech is important. If those veterans who have died in service to their country, they should be honored and not disrespected. And it's sad. These people don't understand what the veterans have done for this nation that gives them the freedom. If they did those same things in other countries, they would not be treated the same way as they're treated in America. And they're only treated in America that way because of the things that veterans have done.
Well, you're absolutely 100% right about that. You know, something on the Overwatch that I noticed, there's an article there saying basically, I left behind a country of limitations, but that's why this person, the author, says that's why I fight for more freedom for veterans in the U.S. You do have a lot of people that come to this country, but they end up going into the military, and garner a brand new sort of perspective and a great love of this country, and they do want to fight for it.
Well, and that article was from Edris Lebo, my good friend down in Miami. He's our engagement director, and I've talked to him extensively about his story. And he came over legally as a young man who was, I believe, at the age of 17, joined the military, and because he felt it was his duty. And a lot of people who come over, you know, don't often have that mindset, but he did. And then as part of that, he proudly, I mean, he constantly wears something about his Navy military service, be it a ball cap. He's got the license plate. He is so proud of his service to this country, and that's part of the reason we ended up hiring him, because he is such a strong advocate for the issues that we believe in. But truthfully, that is a great article. Go back and look. That is the epitome of he saw the worst of government, the communist government in Cuba, and he knows how vital it is to have the right kind of government that takes care of people. And he also saw the worst kind of health care, and that's why he wants the VA to be fixed to see the best kind of health care for veterans.
Well, that is really amazing. It really, really is. And certainly, you know, when it comes to care for our veterans, this is something that CV4A, I want to say CV4A.org, but Concerned Veterans for America this is something that's really at the heart of the matter, and that is to help vets who might be experiencing things like PTSD or depression or any of these other kinds of things that continue to affect them after they come home.
Right, and that's exactly why I'm in Mississippi, though. So, you know, we work at the national level to pass good legislation. So we did with the Community Care Program under the Mission Act in 2018. And, you know, you come to states like Mississippi where even if they come and go to the VA, they don't have a choice to come into the community because there's not enough care in different areas. So when we helped work on this in both Florida and in South Carolina, it was for that same purpose. And now, South Carolina, the most recent one we worked with, you're seeing an expansion of services throughout the community where doctors had wanted to invest. That's the end result of good legislation like that that's going to help not only veterans, but Americans in general. So by doing this good national policy, we are doing benefit not only to veterans, which is exactly the you know, America's promise, but we're doing things that are good for all Americans, because once you fix the issues for veterans, it can easily be identified as also fixing issues for America.
Well, indeed, indeed. And, you know, I had opportunity to speak with a lady yesterday who's in the real estate business, and they have an appearance here on the program. We talk with Brandon Rimes from each week, and he was out, and so he sent one of his associates to talk with us, and she was telling us about some programs where veterans can get learn how to become real estate agents, for example, and be able to, and she also works with vets to help them with their small businesses and so forth. And I just really encouraged her, because you know, hiring a vet is going to be one of the best things that you ever did. Because, you know, they come in with, a great deal of organizational skill, a lot of enthusiasm and responsibility. Because doing what they did for our country sets them up, I think, for great success in the private sector.
It does. And, you know, so one of the really interesting things is that we find 10% of all small businesses are veteran-owned or veteran-run. And in that 10%, only 2% of the entire nation serves. So demographically, it's higher opportunities for businesses to take advantage by getting veterans to either come in or buy the franchises, or for veterans come out and start businesses. So it's definitely a positive to the nation as a whole. But go back to the example, whenever the veterans, actually active duty military, are hanging out and talking to each other, they often talk about coming home. And what they talk about is coming home to a job. And that's why it's really important that not only do we do things like support the work at the state level for a certificate of need, but also for occupational license. There's so many jobs in the military, from water purification to general contractors to paralegals, so many things that can come out and get jobs right away and integrate into the community and support the community and support businesses and help grow America.
Very, very cool indeed. Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America. Safe travels, my friend, and we will talk to you again next week.
God bless you, Colin.
All right, God bless. All right, Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, cv4a.org. We're coming right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You can never know what it's like. You're blood like winter, freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use.
So now, off that same album, Too Low for Zero, Elton John, also had big hit, Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues. And that particular song, though, I'm Still Standing, is kind of cool, and it was one of the big highlights at Elton John concerts. That's for sure. And so a lot of people, of course, you know, it's I think metaphorically it's about Elton and so forth. But I heard something the other day, as a matter of fact, that it's really Bernie Taupin who writes the lyrics for Elton John. It was really about him and some relationship or something he had, but he sits down and pens these things, and then Elton just writes them very, very quickly, and that's really kind of a cool thing. Literally, think 30 minutes to put together a song after he gets the lyrics. That's very difficult to do, very hard to do. All right, and then do two or three, four tracks a day for an album, but that's, you know, something a lot of musicians would love to aspire to, right? All right, well, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine here in the final segment of the broadcast this morning. And we've been having a lot of fun here on this Thursday. I think the funometer has been pegging, I think during the whole show, basically. We talked to a lot of great people. It was great to talk with Jimmy T. Smith, by the way. I always look forward to that. because one of the things that we get to do on this program, and this is a great honor that I personally have here as the host of the show, is to be able to bring people on that have this great story to tell us and to tell us what they're doing to help our vets in particular. And so it's very, very, it's just a great honor and a great privilege that we have to be able to do that. Because honestly, you know, we talk about preserving our democracy. Michelle Obama will tell you about preserving democracy. Media is going to tell you about preserving democracy. Joe Biden's going to tell you about preserving democracy. Well, guess what? Guess who preserves our democracy? And yes, I know we're a constitutional republic, but in the spirit of the euphemism that they're using now, who preserves our democracy? Our military, our vets. They preserve our democracy. Because of them, we have the ability to even have a program like this. And I kid you not, because having the ability to exercise your rights, like free speech, and you have people that literally will go to war to make sure you can still do that, that is absolutely, it's beyond awesome. It's just beyond awesome. And I'm glad I had an opportunity to say that this morning. Well, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got George in Tampa this morning. Good morning, George.
Good morning. How you doing, Kyle?
Doing great this morning. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Hey, real quick, you mentioned Obama and preserving democracy. When they sent those few migrants up to Martha's Vineyard, I don't know if he came out and said, look, I got a big mansion here on the water with extra rooms. Here, send some to me. Did him and Michelle come out and take any?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I don't think he did. And remember that the seas were going to rise, so we had to stop that, and he has two oceanfront mansions.
I'm glad you mentioned that. You're exactly right. So are they going to move? Do they have to try to, like, build, you know, like build a jetty or something to try to stop the sea from coming into his property?
Well, I guess he's not worried about it now. He bought Magnum P.I.'s old house in Hawaii and raised it to build a new house.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, yeah. So you can't go see, you can't visit the location then, I guess.
No. It's he knocked it down. It wasn't good enough for him. But the reason I called, look, I called you about illegal immigration. You're out of California, right?
That's true. That's right.
Okay. Are you familiar with Tampa at all?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've been to Tampa, and we love Tampa. That's our home away from home, basically.
Okay. You know, I drive for a living. You know, I drive a lot. And over, like, even coming home to work yesterday, going home to work on Bush Boulevard, I see so many people pushing carts, you know, at street corners asking for money. I don't see the Democrat Party worrying about them. But somehow they want to keep flooding this country with people who come from not just south of the border. You got them from Egypt. Somehow they're making their way to Mexico. I don't think they're walking. I think they're flying because they've been given the green light to come in. Nothing's gonna happen to you.
Right.
So as far as like with Mallorca being impeached, I think he should be arrested because they made that guy Santos. They kicked him out of Congress for whatever little thing he did. But these people bring in millions of people that cost us billions of dollars. And this isn't by accident. They did it on purpose.
You're exactly right. I was just going to say, it's all part of the plan. You know, and they say one thing and they do another. And then they try to gaslight you pretty much by saying, no, the border is closed. And what is everybody getting riled up about? If the border's closed, and the Republicans won't give us the money to do what we want to do at the border. That kind of stuff.
It's not broken. They broke it. We have immigration laws. They choose not to force them. You know, we bring in more people than any other country in the world legally. And to me, it's too much. It's already over a million a year. You know, I think you should, when you come in, it should be at a gradual rate. At least learn our language. No one's saying you can't speak two languages, but everything should be printed. English is our language. You go to California, they have forms there in like 16 different languages. All that does is cause resentment. It causes the cohesion of a country to break down, in my opinion. So these guys, I'm glad I have a radio station where I can talk about this, you know?
Oh, that's our pleasure. That's exactly why we're here. And, you know, I appreciate the call. And you're right. You know, here in the California DMV, yeah, there's all kinds of different languages. And a lot of times, though, what keeps a country together, as you were saying, is a common language. And a lot of times people might have language from the old country or things like that. But what happens is you start getting people just into enclaves, like just this group is over here and just that group is over there. And you can't communicate because nobody is having anything in common. And that's not good.
Right. That's what exactly. You have eyes. I have. That's what happens. It just is not good for a cohesion of a country. At least, like you said, you have a common language, culture, you know, different cultures see things differently. You know, you have like child marriage in some countries and female genital mutilation, which, you know, we don't do that here, but it's happened here in the United States.
Well, right. Because some of those practices could be brought over, or the idea that, you know, I can harm my daughter because she did something I didn't like, you know, stuff like that, that we would just really kind of go against, and for good reason.
No, you see, you know, once the demographics change and that becomes normal, when an area, if it gets flooded with, you know, people who believe that, guess what? They're going to vote for one of their own when they're running for city council. You know, then we have these different mores, you know.
Well, right. And this is why having some kind of common ground and having and integrating people into the culture is a much different thing than simply everybody having, quote, their own culture. And you never, ever kind of come together about anything. And it just exacerbates the division. But I do think the Democrat Party elite, the far left, they want that division because they know it creates chaos.
Yeah, I don't think it works. You start mixing too many different cultures, you know, people. We've seen it throughout time, you know. Even when, like, Yugoslavia was put together, there was different ethnicities. It finally broke apart into different ethnic groups.
That's right.
You know, it was put together and held by force back in the, and then it finally broke along ethnic lines. So...
Exactly right. Yeah, it's like I guess they call it a balkanization, and that's right. And then people just they absolutely cannot exist together at that point, and that leads to all kinds of problems and strife and so forth. But I really appreciate the call, George, because it's great to talk to you this morning. And but we're going to head into the top of the hour now. But I'm really glad to hear from you, and hope that you can call back again real soon.
Thank you, Kyle.
Hey, take care, man. Take care.
You too. Bye.
George in Tampa, everybody. We appreciate the call very much. And yes, we've come to the end of the program this morning. And it's flown by again. I can't believe it. I really can't. Just 4 hours ago, we started this thing. But I want to thank everybody. Thanks to the callers who called in. Thanks for your messages. Thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. And thanks to you for listening this morning. This is why we are here. It's the best job in the world. I have you to thank for that. Take care, everybody. Go out there and make it a great day. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.